Imagine being scolded by a saint, only to discover it was the key to a miracle. This tale of Padre Pio will illustrate how our suffering can lead to unimaginable outcomes. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. I'd like to take a heartfelt moment to thank the members of our Protected Children of Padre Pio program for your unwavering financial help and support. Your generosity makes these videos possible for everyone, and we are deeply grateful. May Our Lady and Padre Pio reward you abundantly for your kindness and dedication. For those of you who are not yet members, we invite you to join us today and experience the many benefits that come with being a protected child of Padre Pio. As a member, you will enjoy special spiritual and material benefits, including regular masses celebrated specifically for your intentions. Pope Benedict XV beautifully expressed the value of this. The Holy Mass would be of greater profit if people had it offered in their lifetime rather than having it celebrated for the relief of their souls after death. Additionally, you'll be joining a community of people praying for each other. Knowing people are praying for you will bring comfort, hope, and strength to face life's challenges for you and your loved ones. Joining is simple. Just click the link in the description below to find out more and become a part of this blessed community under the protection of Padre Pio. And now let's move on to our story. Today's story is sourced from the book Saint Pio of Pretlicina, The Greatest Miracle Worker of the 20th Century by Father Karl Wagner. Within its pages, we encounter a story revolving around a miraculous healing. However, there's a profound detail in this story that I haven't encountered before regarding the way in which the miraculous healing was obtained. Without further ado, let's dive into the story. One day, a lady from Sicily arrived at the convent in San Giovanni Rotondo. She desperately wanted to speak with Padre Pio. The reason was her daughter was on the brink of death. You can just imagine the sense of urgency she must have felt, especially after traveling over 730 kilometers, 450 miles. Witnessing the poor mother in her anguish, the friars took pity on her and allowed her to get ahead of the others and speak to Padre Pio on the same day she arrived. Upon entering the confessional, she poured out her heart to Padre Pio. She shared all her worries and sufferings and begged Padre Pio for his intercession. He was her last hope. However, she was left bitterly disappointed. Padre Pio treated her harshly and showed no compassion for her suffering. She left for her journey back home with tears in her eyes. But when she arrived home the next day, she was met with a surprise. Her daughter, alive and well, opened the door for her. She was completely healed. At one point, the daughter asked her, "Mother, when were you with Padre Pio yesterday?" "At 4 o'clock in the afternoon," the mother replied. The daughter then shared what she had witnessed. "Oh, then it was Holy Father Pio who was by my bedside. He told me, 'Girl, get up, you are healed.' And immediately I was able to get up." As you can imagine, the mother was amazed and filled with joy. However, she also felt deeply ashamed of all the negative thoughts she had about Padre Pio after leaving the confessional. She felt obliged to apologize to him and express her gratitude. So she set off to San Giovanni Rotondo. And here comes the curious detail mentioned before. Upon meeting Padre Pio again, he explained to her, "I had to cause you this pain, because I myself would not be able to bear alone the suffering required to obtain the healing. That's why I was forced to add yours as well." End of story. So, Padre Pio's seemingly harsh demeanor was, in fact, a part of the divine plan. The mother's anguish and Padre Pio's own suffering needed to combine to bring about the healing of the girl. This illustrates the deep and often incomprehensible ways in which God works through His faithful. While it may sometimes seem that we suffer in vain, it is precisely then that we must not lose trust in the one who created us and desires the best for us. Padre Pio often spoke about suffering. It's a topic that frequently accompanies his life story. He offered all his sufferings for healings and conversions, even asking to suffer like Jesus to save as many souls as possible. In a letter to Father Agostino at the age of 25, he wrote, "Jesus chooses souls for himself, and among them, despite all my unworthiness, he has also chosen mine to be helpful in the great work of human salvation. And the more these souls suffer without any consolation, the more the pains of the good Jesus are alleviated." Furthermore, one of his most famous quotes is, "I want nothing more than to love and to suffer." But why did he accept suffering so willingly, even prayed for it? This profound conclusion explains everything. "My suffering gives glory to God, saves my brothers in exile, and frees souls from purgatory." Padre Pio found great strength in the example of Our Lady, the Mother of Sorrows. Just as she stood by Jesus in his agony, bearing her own immense grief, we too can find purpose in our sufferings by uniting them with Christ's for the redemption of souls. So let us remember to make our sufferings meaningful. We can offer them for loved ones, for the souls in purgatory, for the unborn, for the conversion of sinners. Let no suffering be in vain. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.